conversations we're having here currently are that USDA, as they propose their electronic ID rule sometime this fall, we'll be calling on them to ensure that they continue to provide tags, ear tags, to the states that meet the compliance for that, so that there is a supply of tags that can help the adoption to comply with the rule. There has been funding for these tags in the past, but our understanding is that some of that is dwindling. So we don't want them to rule out a rule that could be harmful or impact our producers in a monetary way without backing that up with the programs that they've been supporting for years. In addition to that, our NCBA Traceability Working Group is having a lot of robust discussion about how we make ear tag costs equitable for all segments of the industry, because that is a major concern, that the producer, the cow-calf producer, or wherever that tag is first inserted, obviously bears the brunt of some cost there. So we need to figure out how we can make that equitable, not only in sharing costs, but also benefit associated with those tags.